Welcome back to the Washed Up Walk-Ons, the most entertaining Hawkeye podcast in the world. Today we get deep into discussion about, from the title, Ben Keeter, and if he can succeed at both wrestling and football when he steps into a Hawkeye uniform. Before that, we have a 35-minute introductory conversation where Kevin returns from Hawaii, tells us about his trip, and the usual walk-on banter that we produce. Let's have a day. Let's go.
Welcome back to the Friendship Podcast. I'm back with two of my best friends, Kevin and Tyler, and a formal congratulations to the former on his new engagement to his old girlfriend, his ex-girlfriend, now his fiance. Did it in a pretty nice fashion. I would say that he showed up most of the population when it comes to proposing, taking your girlfriend on a trip to Hawaii and doing it on the beachfront with a fat fucking rock. Really pretty well shows up most of the population. So thanks for that, dickhead. Could have saved that for Dickhead Tuesday, but here we are. And also would like to welcome in intern Gary, aka G-String. Welcome, bud. This is another episode of the Friendship Podcast, and here we go.
Well, thanks, Drake. Appreciate that, man. It's good to be back with the boys. Nice little vacay out there in Hawaii. Got to lock down the lady, and had a good time, man. Had a good time. Listened to you guys' episodes while I was absent. Kluver, you can say congratulations to me now, you fucking bastard.
I had to do it in person.
I also waited to do it in person. I just complimented his salary from the looks of The Rock, because I think it's a little more formal if we do it here.
Fair enough. Yeah, it was. She liked The Rock. Sure, so I spent the rest of the vacation picking up other rocks. Maybe she'd like those too, but she only liked the first one I gave her.
Hey, she didn't go swimming after. After you gave that to her, right? Because there's no way she can stay above water. That's like putting cement shoes on, dog.
No, we did a fair amount of water activities afterwards, actually. She didn't float. Yeah.
I had to provide a little comedy to the podcast and say fuck you to Kevin for going to Hawaii and just leaving us here to just podcast and do our thing. I've been to Hawaii. I don't think, Drake, you haven't been to Hawaii, have you?
No.
Yeah, oh, you got to go, man. It's an easy flight from Arizona.
Easy? Excuse you, bub.
It's probably like 4.5 hours for you. That's not bad.
Bro, it's further than that.
No, it's further than that.
Mm-mm.
Dallas, I'm about to look it up right now. We were
in the air for 6.5 hours from Dallas. What's that?
Look it up, Grant. I could have sworn it was like a 6-hour flight when we flew back into Phoenix on the way home. I thought it was 6 and then 2.
It was 6.5 from Dallas for us.
I don't know.
They must have had that jet in hyperdrive, dude.
Maybe, man. Maybe they're making better jets out there.
They could must be.
I'm seeing 6 hours 40 minutes for Phoenix to Honolulu.
6 hours 40?
Yeah.
What about to Maui? OGG.
Hold on. Okay.
Maui's further than that, I think.
Maui's closer than Oahu.
6 hours, 35 minutes. So.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Whatever you're looking up, Grant, there.
Kev, you must have been fucking slow drunk jets on the plane, dude.
So it was the new 787, which is a newer jet. So that could have something to do with it.
And you were wasted. You didn't have any concept of time.
I mean, going there was stone cold sober, so.
Okay.
While there, had a couple of Mai Tais.
I was going to say, while there,
had a couple less, cocktails.
Less than sober.
Had a few cocktails each day. Actually, Girth hit us up with a little recommendation for some fire Mai Tais while we were there. I was texting him. He's telling me about this place. Look it up. It's 700 feet down the beach from us. We're like, fuck, we're going.
Too late.
It was, and there were. Their Ike's recommendations never miss.
I was just going to say, if Ike's saying that you should go to a spot where you're going to consume something, can bet your ass that's a good recommendation.
Yeah.
Now, I'm excited to talk more about your vacation. I want to hear a little bit more about it, about the fun that you had. But I do have something to announce on the podcast as well here.
You're transgender.
Been a long time coming, and I'm actually a female. No,
you're gay.
You got a job.
You're bald.
He's bald.
Full blown bald.
Shaved head.
Looks good.
Did you do it yourself, or did you have Lauren do it for you?
Officially bald, man. Did it myself.
It was time.
Well, it was time 6 years ago, but it was time.
Shiny, man. I feel like I can see myself in that reflection.
And you know what? The first thing I thought when I did it was,
"You look like Bo Bauer."
Should have done this a long time ago.
I do look clean, man.
Like Bo, huh?
You and Bo look similar.
Like, just I'm just trying to look like DeMarco. Like,
that was the first name that came to mind. Funny enough.
I think Bo committed to actual shaving it yet? Yeah, I think he just does the low buzz.
So what I did first was, because my hair had actually grown out to decently long for me. I mean, nothing like what Gary is rocking over there in the side. I mean, Jihad, could you bring yourself into the podcast quick so we could just see those locks? I mean, Jesus.
Would I give it to have a 20-year-old head of hair again?
The kid was blessed with some hair, huh?
Appreciate it.
Does your family have a lot of hair?
Yeah, actually, I feel like I have really good like hair genetics. My dad's dad, I don't think he had a gray hair until he was 91 years old. Like, there's photos of him with full colored hair into his 90s.
I want my mullet to go gray.
I mean, that'd be cool.
That would be kind of cool.
Regardless,
I'd love to see 60-year-old Drake. God knows he makes that long with a gray flowing mullet still tapping out dudes who are like 25 years
younger. First of all, if Drake makes it that far, that will be the case. But the odds on that are.
Well, there's also the case where he's just drooling all over himself and there's no one there behind the curtains. That's valid, right, Drake?
Lights on, nobody home. I mean, yeah, that happens to the best of us.
It's a very real possibility for your future.
The genetics on this podcast, as far as hair goes, I am in last. I'm in last place. So, you know, it was time, and immediately, so took it down with a no guard, with just your average shaver, like razor, or trimmer, and then got like a specific skull shaver tool, where you just like go after it. We're bald men.
Oh, so you don't use like an actual razor?
I didn't see it necessary. I just didn't want to. My scalp, if you see, my scalp's like a little pointed.
Got a little ridge up there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That ain't your scalp, bro. That's your head. Your cranium is a little fucking pointed. You little cone head.
It's a little pointy. I don't have a cone head right there.
Yeah. You got a lumbar vertebrae on your fucking head.
But so I was like, razor, like if you can get it down this tight to the skull without having to use a straight blade, like a razor blade, then I'm like, I'll avoid the nicks. Sure.
Absolutely.
So really clean tool. I'm bald. And immediately I was like, I think I've considered myself bald or had to put myself in that mindset for a long time now just to get to the point where I could physically do it. And so I didn't, I don't really look that different, but it's certainly, there's no hair there. So
what's the wife think?
I think she, in a similar sense, is like, you know, we've been cutting it down to a one anyway, and it's so thin up top that it's like, hey, you were just making it look better. I sent a picture to Gimbal, and he's like, yeah, it looks better. And I was like, yeah, that's when you know it's time, is when you do it and it looks significantly better than when you had hair. So yeah, we're officially bald. And I'm now
shot odds to it, bro.
And odds of me now becoming an Iowa strength coach just rocket sky. So
comes for all of them. I mean, even Mark went bald there for a little bit. Mark didn't even have to go bald.
He had hair.
Fit in. Yeah. I just got to fit in.
For a while there, it was all of them but Cody. It was Doyle.
And Cody's still got a good head of hair on him. But
great, yeah, head of hair. Doyle, Ray, Lima, Nick, and Mark. Five out of
Joel.
Six.
Joel when he was there, yeah.
Joel wasn't there when Mark was there, but yeah, yeah. So here we are. And now you guys, I've officially taken off a lot of the balding jokes as well, because it's bald now. So
well, I think you still make fun of someone for being bald, though, right?
I mean, you can, but it's not as fun when the person's
I'll
not hanging on.
I'll still call you cue ball. I'll still call you conehead, pinhead.
Skinhead.
Yeah, Klansman. There's a plenty of names that I'll get to have fun with.
I would fit better in in a prison now. Do you think, though?
Yeah, if you think, add it up, though.
If you were sweet, you could belong in, like, the Sons of Anarchy.
I was just going to say, do you think the – what are they even called? What is the
– If you were less lame than you were, you could definitely be, like
– You don't think the Aryan Nation would accept me inside the walls?
I'm sure they would accept you, probably.
Well, yeah.
If you were one for the cause, they'd probably bring you in.
Yeah. Yeah. Been watching basically been binging Mayor of Kingstown.
Been hearing a lot about that show, boys.
Good shit, man.
Yeah.
Good show.
What are you watching it on? Right?
It's on Paramount Plus.
Cool. Got it.
And we follow up on a bunch of TV shows that are just on TV, but got Paramount Plus to finish SEAL Team, which is another decent show, but it's a little bit more of a – that show actually was on TV for a while.
Now that you got Paramount, you better go into the Yellowstone series.
Saw that as well. 1923 is on there. They're pumping that as well. Isn't that like a runoff or like a side show?
1883
They've done two spinoffs within 4 years. Yeah, it's 1883 and that was 1923.
1923. So but we clicked on Mayor of Kingstown. I also had heard good things. And boys – this show fucking rips. I mean,
I like Jeremy Renner's stuff. I like the stuff.
Renner's good.
Have to get in on it.
I don't think there's been a single episode where someone doesn't get fucking capped. I mean, there's death everywhere. It's gory. It's like real. And the idea, the premise of the show is really, really cool. So, we just finished the most recent episode. The most recent episode came out today. We're six episodes into season two. Fantastic show. Kev, I'd love to hear enough about me being a part of the fucking Nazis. So did we go to any just all-time restaurants out there, Kev?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Dude, I'm not a huge fish guy.
Yeah.
But when in Rome, you know, when in Hawaii, you eat the fish.
Yeah.
And if this was the Dickhead Tuesday podcast, I would have had three of them just bang, bang, bang right there. Continue.
Dude, the fish is just unreal in Hawaii. Obviously, it's caught right there. They throw it on the grill and then they toss it up right in front of you. It's incredible. Lahaina Grill is consistently rated one of the top 10 restaurants in the country.
Wow. Oh my God. You ate there?
We did. Yeah. It was a little pricey, but you know, just got engaged.
But I mean, wow. Stryker's paying well, boys. We ain't worried about the ticket.
If you're going to Hawaii, you're fucking like, yeah, well, we're spending money.
Yeah, pretty much. You pretty much got to just accept like, hey, the purse strings got to get loosened up here a little bit, but you're here to have a good time.
Hey, when you go to Hawaii or any vacation without kids, you got to make sure you spend as much as you would have spent on the kids. So, you know, you got your money's worth.
There you go. Sure. Yeah. But yeah, Lahaina Grill had the best piece of fish I think I've ever had in my entire life there.
Wow.
Yeah.
What kind?
It's called Montrong.
You like, sure you didn't eat a Decepticon?
Look it up. It's like a sport fish. It's like native to Hawaii. It's like Monchong or something like that.
Montrong?
Montrong.
It is cool how when you go to places like that, or even if you go down to like Cancun or Mexico or some of those other places where it's just on the water. I mean, you get this in the U.S. too on the – oh, there we go. Manchon.
Yeah, exactly.
Two species of deep sea pomfret. These are harvested in small quantities by the tuna long line and bonafish. Yeah, well, just a bunch of shit I don't care about.
Did they give you a proper portion?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
They did not skimp you for sure.
Because Kaylee and I went to this Italian joint in LA, and it was truly phenomenal. But it was like those serving sizes where you order a pasta and they bring it out and you're like,
they bring it out on this giant plate and it's like a little bit in the middle.
Nothing pisses me off more.
We ordered.
It's an East Coast thing. I guess West Coast too, but every now and then you go to those fancy restaurants and the food's good. It's just like, where's the rest of it?
It's like, ma'am, what am I supposed to do with this? Like,
I've legitimately had only that happen one time, but it was like, I got 5 bites. I'm 200 pounds. I have protein requirements. Hey, give me more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no, I did not walk away from a single dinner hungry. The portion sizes were quite adequate out there. It also helps when you have a 110-pound fiance who doesn't eat her whole dinner ever. So yeah, that was really good. Had some great
dinner half every time.
Yeah, had some great ahi seared tuna.
He's big out there. It's on every meal.
Some great fish tacos. Like, I had fish tacos about 5 times that entire trip, and every single one was just so damn good. If you ever go to Hawaii, there's a place called Duke's. They're on pretty much every island.
I was hoping that you went to Duke's.
You gotta go.
Fuck yes, dude.
Got a hula pie. Got the hula pie?
Oh, I got the hula pie, and it was by recommendation.
Hula pie, for those who don't know, it's like... it's great. It's like, so if you don't know, it's like... Imagine the cookie of an Oreo, not like anything else, just the cookie. That's the bottom of it. Then there's a whole bunch of ice cream on top, melted chocolate down the bottom, and then whipped cream and macadamia nuts. It's they serve a big ass portion too. It's awesome. So I had a couple of those.
It's a fat slice. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
How about the, you know what I was impressed with at Duke's was the guava rolls, those purple dinner rolls.
Didn't have those.
They serve as, you didn't have those? That's what we got as bread at the beginning of the meal. Like the
We went for lunch though, so I probably
okay. No, we went for dinner.
Yeah. But yeah, man, food was phenomenal all day long. There was a
Road to Hana.
Yeah, we did Road to Hana. Interesting little trip. Highly recommend if you ever go to Maui. It's a full day thing, but it's really cool. Did a couple cool hikes.
Yep.
Saw Black Sand Beach. Went through some caves.
You go to you went in the lava tube.
Didn't make it to the lava tube, unfortunately. We were going
to
do that.
Get to the lava tube? What?
We were going to do that on our way back, and then we just kind of like lost, and we're like, oh, I think we passed it up, and like, whatever.
All the turnoffs for like all the little things that you can go see, you're like, fuck, did we miss it? Like, there's because it's such a weird drive, and it's basically the jungle. You're like, fuck, this is crazy.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. Like the it's like this tiny road, but it's two ways and. Only fits about a car and a half each way.
You took the same way back? You didn't go all the way around?
Yeah, so it is highly frowned upon to go all the way around the island because it's like an unkept road and it's like a sheer cliff drop off into the ocean.
Yeah.
Mike was telling me about it. He actually ended up doing it. Did you do that way too?
I also went that way.
Oh.
Dude, yeah, so. I'm telling you, it felt like I mean, there's people listening right now that I know have done it as well. And they're sitting there like, yep, it is fucking crazy. Dude, the railing is rusted off. Like it's, and you can like look down over the cliff if you got out of the car and just walked 4 feet over to the edge and you could see parts of the railing that are just down on the rock. Like you're on a cliff and there's no, and it's at some parts, the road is so bumpy and dirt. Like you're driving just on what seems to be unfound land. Like humans have not touched this yet.
I mean, multiple times it's mountain and then it's ocean.
Multiple times you're like, I don't know if we're getting back to society. I'm unsure of it. Eventually you make your way around and you come up and like Wailea or something on the inside of that.
Exactly. We went back the way we came. And I think the crazy thing about it is like, it's like a crazy drive with like so many twists and turns and switchbacks and all that stuff. But that's some people's drive to work.
Yeah.
So like the tourists are going like 15 to 25 miles an hour. And then you have like some local and they're just like zipping through this road at like 45, 50 miles an hour. And it's like absolutely insane. They know it like it's the back of their hand. And there's people like, honestly, there's a few times where I'm like, very well might die on this drive here. But no, that was super cool. We found a little pool that had a little cliff dive, did that. That was pretty sweet. Couple local food spots along the way. Yep. Yeah. Very cool.
Did you stop at the, I don't remember what it was called, but did you stop and get any banana bread on the way?
Aunt Sandy's banana bread. Yes. Unfortunately, they weren't open when we passed it. And by the time that we got back,
they were sold out.
So they only make so much each day. When they sold out, they closed up shop. They don't open until 8:30. And I think we passed that around 7:30.
Hey, we got the first loaf.
Was it nice, just and warm and buttery?
We sat there for a second and watched them open the fucking window, and we got the first. And then we're just like slicing it as we drive along the side of the coast of Hawaii, and it's warm.
That's living. That's good living, right there,
Dude.
Yeah. So me and Alyssa are just like, yeah, again, guess we just got to go back, right?
Absolutely. In fact, the first adult Benton Boys reunion should be in Maui. That's where we should do it.
Book it.
That's one of the only ways you're going to get me to Hawaii.
We'll get, if the other five of us are there.
Drake, I think you'd really fit in well in Hawaii, man. It's a very chill place, man. There's like a lot of people that look kind of like you with some grown out hair. And yeah,
hella Drake looking motherfuckers.
Exactly.
And a lot of them got to serve
very well there. Yeah. There's like a lot of people that I think we talked to a few. There's like, you know, lived in the mainland, worked like a corporate America job, and just, you know what? I'm just going to go work on a boat in Hawaii and just, you know, make a third of what I made on the mainland, but it's going to be 10 times happier.
Oh, dude, the vibe levels of when you're on the island, it's just a happy place. Like, you can't be.
Dude, yeah, people talk about people being in the Midwest nice. People in Hawaii are fucking nice just because I think they love their life.
Well, there's nothing to be mad about. There's nothing. I mean, unless a tsunami comes and wipes you off the earth, there's just nothing to worry about. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned, though, that's a decent one to worry about, right?
Right. But if there, you know, if there is a tsunami, like, what are you going to do, right?
They got mountains there. You can go up in the mountain. You'll be safe there.
Did you go up to the mountain?
We did go up to the top of Haleakala, which is the big mountain on Hawaii.
And tall as fuck, huh?
It's a tall mountain. You're up in the clouds.
10,000 feet.
Yeah,
I think it's 33,000 feet from the bottom of the ocean. It's technically the tallest mountain on Earth.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that mountain that's 10,000 feet up, it's another 23,000 feet down.
Oh, yeah, because its base is the bottom of the ocean. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, crazy, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there was no sunrise to be had that day. There was just nothing but clouds, and we were staring into the abyss. But, hey, it's a cool story.
When you are driving up that mountain and you go through the clouds and you're still driving, that is a wild experience.
Yeah. Yeah. When you wake up at 4 a.m. to go and it's, you know, 65 degrees out where you're staying.
Yep.
And then you get out of the car.
It's 65 at 4 a.m. there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
Oh man. And that sounds like an Arizona summer, dude. It's February.
It really doesn't change weather a whole lot throughout the year. It will get warmer in the summer, but not much.
What a place.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. But yeah, then you get out of your car at 10,000 feet and it's 30 degrees out.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. All of the travel guides online, when you're like, hey, what should we do for this trip? They're like, you're going to want to bring coats because it's cold as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the, that's
also a bizarre experience in Arizona. You start at, like 5,000 feet or something like that, go up to 13,000. And it's like, you just skipped two full seasons. You get to the top of the mountain and the wind's blowing and you're like, what the fuck?
It's like, okay, we just arrived at base camp.
Yeah. That's what it feels like.
Everest here. Yeah. No, that's, some shit that you don't get here in the cornfields of Iowa. It's amazing.
No mountains in Waukee?
There's a hill
just
in the park.
Just that one on your forehead right there. Just that.
There's a hill in the park. Hey, at least it's clean looking though. You know?
It's a bare mountain, that's for sure. There's been a wildfire. All the brush has been removed.
Yeah.
Thanks.
The crew did a good job. Anyway, probably a good time to talk about our sponsors from the Washington County Pork Producers. I didn't even have to ask Grant to remind me this episode, which is good because when I forget, I have to put it in the back end, and that sucks. You probably didn't have any pork while you're out there in Hawaii, did you?
I did, actually. Hawaiians actually do enjoy their pork, but it's
they like pig, yeah.
It's nothing like Iowa pork.
Not even close. Not even close.
Another joke I would have made on DHT.
Sure. Did you enjoy this pork at a luau?
No luau, but okay. Yeah, there's a few spots that had some pork tacos, and then I had
So you went to Hawaii and saw zero fire breathers?
I've been to Hawaii before, and I've been to a luau, and I didn't need to go back, and Alyssa didn't feel like it was high on her priority list, so yeah, we did not end up doing the luau.
The luau we went to was really disappointing, unfortunately.
Oh, is that right? No.
The meal, fantastic. The show and the experience, very subpar, which was unfortunate. Did eat some pork, though. Pork, in fact, it's funny because this is like the first sponsor that we have that isn't necessarily selling pork. They just want people to eat more pork. That's all they care about. They don't even care if we mention them, like the Washington Pork Producers. They don't give a shit. They just want us to let the people know that you need to be eating more pig in your life.
So we should change the Chick-fil-A commercials with the cows from eat more chicken to eat more pork.
Eat more pork. And we come up with like a – which, by the way, the guy and I think Gary probably saw this in the DMs. Gary's been lurking. I gave Gary more freedom in the DMs.
Gary, you have more control over this podcast than me and Drake, which is kind
100%, of 100%. 100%. There's some – and the guy hit us back up that created this whole relationship in the first place, and he said that they actually have a pig suit. So the pig suit podcast
– send me the pig suit.
And then we also found some – I think we also found some on Amazon that were like 40, 50 bucks. So if we really wanted to sell this hard, we could do that.
For sure.
Clips of Drake doing jiu-jitsu in a pig suit.
That would be fantastic.
I'll do it. Send me the pig suit.
I'll do CrossFit in a pig suit, and we can just post the clips as promotional material.
I feel like we should partner up with Washington County Pork Producers, open a restaurant called Pork and Your Girlfriend Bar and Grill, Pork and Your Wife Bar and Grill. And it's just the favorite date spot around the area.
Okay. Yeah. We'll run that by them.
It's a thought. When you're spitballing, no idea is a bad idea.
You could name the meals really funny names.
You definitely could. Fellatio is the appetizers.
No, not what I was thinking particularly, but sure, we'll brainstorm that. We'll throw that up on the whiteboard.
Pork in your behind is some pork butt.
just a nice pork butt meal that's just called eating ass. You know, this is not how they wanted us to fucking.
Hey, dude, this is what you get around here.
And this is what you get with the walk-ons. Hey, you sign up for it. This is what you get. The last thing I'll say about that before we move on to some other topics outside of our personal lives is what people don't know is that the Benton Boys' first original entrepreneurial idea as a collective was that we're going to open a restaurant someday. Like we're going, it was going to be a steakhouse, but we could serve pork too. And
most steakhouses do serve pork chop.
We need Gary to put a poll up that listeners of our podcast, would you or would you not visit Outlaw Steakhouse in Iowa City, run by, owned by the Benton Boys? I mean, that has to be a spot everybody would go to.
I think if we legit, like, the six of us put effort into it.
And dude, Iowa beef at Outlaw's Steakhouse on Friday nights before Hawkeye games.
Oh.
We wouldn't have a seat in the place.
And who knows? Maybe once in a while the Outlaw himself shows up, or Ike, or the walk-ons are doing a fucking recording from the back.
Bo shows up drunk and naked.
Yeah. And just this meatspin.com on top of one of the tables. Who knows what you get? I think we could, dude, imagine the product. Oh God, we could serve up some steaks now.
G-string, we need that poll out. We need to get some traction on this.
Yeah. Write that one down if they'd eat at that restaurant. Okay. Let's get into some stuff. Grant, you want to pull up that DK Metcalf video?
31 minutes in, we're getting into some stuff.
Well, some real stuff. People don't love the personal stuff, and I don't give a fuck. Is this real or fake? It's fake, right?
This is fake.
The DK Met.
By the DK Mark, yeah, it's probably fake.
It's got to be fake. Gary's internet going to be slow. Come on, Gary's internet. I mean, you guys have seen it though, right?
No.
I've been thoroughly off the grid the last week.
Wow, you guys haven't seen this?
No.
You guys fucking suck. We run a show around here.
This Fast Twitch company, their products are pretty good. George is sponsored by them. And he had some of those things here in Arizona. Decent little product they got going on there.
Grant, your internet sucks. I'm going to pull it up on mine.
Yeah. I mean, G-string, you're fired. I don't know what to tell you.
You're fired. So I don't know if this is real. I think it's probably... now that I know that company, the Fast Twitch, what do they sell, Drake?
It's a Gatorade. It's Gatorade Fast Twitch, and it's like rehydration with caffeine type of deal.
So then I feel like this is certainly,
Can you guys see it now?
Yeah, but just let me do it, Grant. It's all good. It's all good. Share that screen. And then we pull this in.
Oh, yeah, that's fake.
That's fake.
Come on.
That's fake, right?
Yeah, they pulled him up with something.
Hey. Had to.
Okay. Yeah. No, by the... I mean, there's no knee bend whatsoever. So
that's what I thought. Like, he's hardly...
The dude calf jumped 4 feet in the air. That ain't real.
I mean, I know he's athletic, but that's a marketing thing, right?
Yeah.
Now, granted... He is, if anybody was able to do it, it's him.
He's one of the all-time specimens.
Gotta be, right? Who's more special? I mean, Francis Ngannou?
Herschel Walker?
LeBron James?
LeBron's pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive.
Serena Williams?
Nick Bosa?
Serena Williams, who Drake was hanging out with the other day. At least according to you. You said you were right by her, right next to her.
Was the closest person to Serena Williams that was not on the same couch with her.
Specimen? Built?
Bro, she was winning like tournaments like 5 months pregnant. It's insane.
Yeah, let me just say this. She's a uniquely built woman.
Genetically gifted, huh?
Unique.
That's good. You know, it's, some people got it, right? Some people just have it. You pair that together with some talent. It's a little work ethic, a little luck, and
there you go. You're an all-time great.
Best in the world for 15, 20 years. A lot of people. And it's because me and Drake have been toting it around a little bit. I threw up a workout video with it the other day. The Goat Wallace merch post-talk is very popular. People all over the place saying, where can I get one of these shirts? Where can I buy 5 of these t-shirts? That's not me ad-libbing. That's a legitimate, someone was like, I need to buy 5 of these. The Goat Wallace merch will return. Plans for the walk-on spring drop here is to be in about a month from now. The Goat Wallace will return maybe to that store, but maybe just in limited quantities to the regular store. If you guys want access to shirts like that, you got to be a part of the Patreon if you want first access. And that's not me selling you the Patreon. While I do think it's a good investment, if you care about anything that we do at all or the children at the hospital. But that's one of the perks, is you get stuff like that. So that will return. Another big shout out to Gary too. He's been putting together clips. He's throwing out DHT teaser videos. We're doing TikToks. We're doing YouTube reels. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to our TikTok. All of the shit. Trying to grow this place around here. And we need your help. If you don't follow, then it's your fault. That's about it. Hawkeye recruit, wrestling legend, now in the state of Iowa. Ben, I don't know how to say his last name. Is it Cutter, Cuter, Cooter?
I believe the Discord said it's Keeter.
Keeter. Ben Keeter.
All time Iowa legend.
Seventh Iowa high school wrestler in history. One of the other seven being Dan Gable. Go undefeated in a high school career.
So hard to win Iowa state wrestling. Like, it's one of those states.
He did it
four times. What the fuck?
Four times and never lost.
And the funny thing is, he was the world champ coming back to Iowa State. He was the U20 world champ coming back to the U18 state championship.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was, you know, odds on him winning, taking first.
I mean, he was minus 1 million.
A billion, right? No one was. I think his first two matches, he spent like 26 seconds on the mat combined.
He won every match by pin or tech fall.
Yeah. 111-0. And yeah, I mean, that's pretty good, right?
It's decent.
Has anybody ever done it? Not been beat once? Like, I know there's multiple four-time champs.
Seven people.
Full undefeated.
Full undefeated for their entire high school career. He's the seventh guy to do it in Iowa State.
Okay.
There's been 40 some four-time champs.
Oh, okay.
But most of those have had a loss sometime in their career. That's where it's impressive, right? Especially once you're a junior, if you're a stud, once you're a junior and a senior, you're kind of dominating in whatever weight class you're in. You figured it out.
Doing still it as very, a freshman, though?
Still very impressive. But to come in as a freshman and wrestle the starting spot in Iowa and never lose from the jump as a possibly 14-year-old, dude.
Special.
That's what's insane, though, man. Because, like, you know, in college, you know, you come in 18, 19 for your first season. You're pretty much matured physically.
Physically,
right?
Developed, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, you still have room to thicken out in some places. Sure. But, you know, like, you've gone through puberty, right? Not the case at 14.
No.
You're beating up 18-year-olds, which is just insane. I don't care if it's weight class dependent. That's still insane.
Insane. Yeah. I really wish he would be a dedicated wrestler.
Same. I was going to say the same thing.
There's a lot of good linebackers out there, man. And that's no disrespect to this kid, but there's a lot of good linebackers out there. There's no 111-0 four-time state champs walking into Iowa's facility this year. None of them.
I get it.
Now, I know we have Brody, but it's just got to be such an interesting dynamic to try to play two sports in college.
And Brody doesn't have to worry about the weight, right? Brody's playing receiver. You can be a thin receiver. You can't be a thin linebacker. And we talked about how him as a linebacker and trying to wrestle 197 would be a huge detriment to probably both performances.
Both of them, right? Like, and that's the conversation I wanted to bring up here is him.
I want him to wrestle so bad, dude. He's unprecedented.
Here's a question. Why doesn't college have a 220?
Good question. Yeah. I think there's a lot of people that want to see like an additional weight class.
Why would we make a gap almost 100 pounds? Like, if you're not that, it doesn't make any sense to me. The 220 class, especially it being in a lower level and then not in an upper level. What are the Olympic classes? Does that reach cap
they're
out at 190?
They're kilograms.
Kilograms. So yeah,
but yes, like because a, Kyle Snyder.
Or 100. Yeah.
Yeah, Kyle Snyder wrestled 99 kilograms, which is like 17.8.
So that's 220.
Yeah.
I don't know why we wouldn't have that in college. That seems like I don't know. And I'm sure there's people listening. They're like, well, there's a good reason. They don't have it for this, whatever. Why not? I mean, there's a huge gap there where you've got kids like, and I know that it's super biased towards this very specific situation, but if there's a 220 in college, that kid can do both and not have to go through crazy body changes. I looked him up. It said he was 6'3". Who knows if he's 6'3"? He's definitely at least 6'2". With a 6'2".
Wait until that man testosterone gets a hold of him. That collegiate weight room, that collegiate training table, that man T. I mean, this kid's going to transform into somebody who can't make 197. Well, he simply cannot.
That's what I'm saying.
If he's in a football facility, he simply cannot make 197.
Well, I mean, those guys who are wrestling 197, you know, get them out of season. Their true weight's probably walking around 220-ish.
Right.
But that's not.
But Ben
that's
is
not the
be,
235.
Yeah.
240 say, linebacker that he's going to be trying to play in the Big Ten.
You can try to play outside backer at 220, no problem.
Right, but what we're saying is that when he starts eating weights and eating food inside of a football complex, his weight is going to go to the moon, dude. He's been living his whole life on a weight control, trying to make weight for wrestling, and then he's going to go into a football facility where they're like, hey, listen, we need you to be dedicated to the football season. Like, wrestling comes down the road.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. I think there's definitely just going to have to be a conversation between Brands, KF, and Ben. Just sit down. It's like, hey.
And I hope his father.
These are both body weight sports, and we need to have a plan about how we're going to do this. If we're going to make this work between the two sports, there's got to be like a plan. It's like,
I think the only plan is to make
this throughout
him
the year, and then drop here, then gain back here.
But think about if he has all this muscle mass he's gaining, like, I know you can cut a lot of weight out of muscle, but you need to be able to rehydrate it. So like if he doesn't have the rehydration time, he's going to be cutting all this water. It's going to kill his performance.
Yeah. I think the only plan here, because there isn't a 220 class, right? A 6'3". I mean, you two are what? 6'1"?
I'm 6'1 and a half ish.
And you
6'2"
guys,
maybe?
You guys carried 230. No problem. This kid's 6'3". That's a 240 frame, right? So there's no way that he gets up. And maybe it's not this first year, right? Maybe, you know, it's going to take some time. So this first year is actually going to maybe be his best year of wrestling because he's still – but that's – I don't think there's any way he wrestles 197. He's going to have to be a 240, 245 linebacker, which he can still be very fast and athletic at 6'3", at 240, 245. And then he's going to have to, like, just throw on an extra 10 – and wrestle heavyweights at 255.
I mean, there's some guys that just straight up wrestle heavyweight around 240. I think Snyder did it. He was around there.
Okay. Well,
Snyder did do it.
Yeah.
Snyder's.
You just have to be immensely strong and way quicker than your opponents.
And I think he's got the quickness. I don't know if he has. Snyder was different when it came to strength and, you know, Ben's sort of.
So you talk
different.
About a specimen, that dude's a specimen.
Specimen. Right. And you're talking about Ben too, right? This kid is one of those guys who is a specimen. But
the thing I don't think that he could do heavyweight is 6'3". He's not tall enough. He's probably not long enough to wrestle heavyweight at 6'3".
Snyder did it.
Really?
How tall is Snyder? I thought he was like 6'4".
Oh, no. Snyder's
like 6'1".
Is he really?
I think so. But again,
Kyle Snyder's low to the ground.
Yeah, he's got, you know, and at 6'3", I think. You know, he's not the tallest, but I think he'd come across a fair amount of other guys who are 6'3 and just big. I don't know, man. Me and Drake talked about this on one podcast. I don't even know Drake.
It's gonna be interesting.
I don't even know if he wasn't playing football. Does he cut to 197? Dude, that
he probably tried.
What did he wrestle in high school?
220.
He wrestled 220 in high school?
Ben. We're talking Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's wrestling 220 right now, and I bet that he is probably walks around at 225. Doesn't have to cut a whole lot right now.
I don't know what he would do. I don't know. There's not really a weight class for him in college.
That's what I'm saying, is his frame at 6'3", when that man testosterone kicks in and he's under a college weight program, even in college wrestling, his like prime true weight as just a
dude,
primo,
he's 225 as an 18-year-old.
Yes.
Dude, he could get massive.
Massive. I mean, this Ben's the kind of guy who you could pack on.
Dude, he's got skinny legs, bro.
That's what I'm saying. His frame is unbelievable. You could make Ben Keeter 250 and shredded, and it wouldn't be that hard.
No.
And so I don't think 197 even works for him in college. Like,
all right, so are we putting him at defensive end now?
No, we're dude, just saying that his honestly, weight potential maybe. Is way too high to wrestle 197. So he's either a linebacker and a heavyweight, or he's one or the other.
Put if his hands on. Go rush the quarterback on third downs. He's probably got great hands.
Honestly, it might not be a bad idea to just make him 255 and a D end.
A heavyweight and a D end?
Dude, come on now. Ben, I know you're listening.
What if the kid wants to play linebacker?
He's gonna have
fucking bad, man.
He's no. You don't get to make that choice. If you want to do both wrestling and football, beggars can't be choosers. You've made your one choice. Now you have to go where they're gonna put you.
That's saying that he's a beggar when he's in 111-0 four-time state champ. That don't sound like no beggar to me.
He's trying to be a dual sport athlete, man. It's damn near impossible to succeed at the highest level. In both, right?
I know that if you told 18-year-old me, if I had that much talent that I couldn't do it, I would look you in the face and show you both of my middle fingers.
Yeah, you'd flip the bird. I know.
To every single person who ever tried to tell me anything. So I hope that's what he does. But I genuinely do think that is an ill-advised move to try and legitimately do both unless you're going to be a heavyweight in wrestling.
I think Kevin actually brings up the most – what a fucking ringer he would go through. I mean, I respect it. It's so badass. But I think he should be a D end and a heavyweight.
Yeah, I mean, football wise, we've seen guys go like Boone Myers was 220 when he came in. He became a really good 300-pound offense tackle.
Ike was 240 and looked like a twig, and now he's 330 girth monster. Like it's not that I'm telling you, Ben. Ben could probably get to 260. Not probably. Brady Ross got to 260 and could still move around. Ben Keeter, if that's how you say his last name, could easily get to 260, 265 pounds and absolutely still have abs, still be able to move. Like, he is that kind of
kid. If he looked like Juwan Bentley, that would be so scary.
I think he could. And I think we should get him on TRT. Not
yeah,
TRT.
I mean, wrestlers have great hands. He'd probably do very well on the defensive line. He puts on some size.
I think that's where you put him. Because then you don't have to go, okay, I'm a 240 linebacker. Okay, now it's wrestling season. Now I have to throw on 15 pounds. Unless he can do it at 240 and be successful, I don't know. But
I mean, we don't need a 240-pound linebacker, though. Like, 230 is good.
That's even worse, because now after football season, he'd have to put on 20 pounds.
Well, it depends. You know, are you trying to cut to that 197 then?
There's no way. It's out of the question. Ben is not wrestling 197 in college.
Dude, UFC fighters, if they cut 30 pounds, they look like they're going to die when they get on the scale. And they do 36-hour rehydration before their performance.
Yeah.
Like, that's impossible. That weight cut is actually
impossible. You should go on from, like, what, 190 to 160?
Right, but that's what you're telling Ben to do. Go from 230 to 197.
It's a much less big percentage of his body weight, though.
Dude, I know it's still huge, but Kev, come on.
I'm just saying,
Kev.
So let's theoretically play it out then, right? So Ben's going to play linebacker at 225. Let's say 225.
So he's not gonna, his legs aren't going to grow. He's going to squat in Iowa's weight room, and his legs aren't going to grow.
Right. So somehow we're going to magically put him on training table and a Division I weight program, and he's not going to gain any weight. Right. So that's.
I mean, if you don't want to gain weight, it's easy not to gain weight. Right.
I understand. But let's just say. So now he's playing outside backer at 225, and December rolls around. When's the first wrestling meet? Like when?
He probably wouldn't be able to wrestle until Big Ten's come around. Big Ten schedule comes around and. late December, early January.
Right. So now he's, because if he's going to play in the bowl game at the same weight, you got to hang around. So now either he hangs around, starts wrestling. I mean, there's no way he's just wrestling and doing football practice. So he probably doesn't do anything until after the bowl game, or he just opts out of the bowl game every year, which would be weird. And now he has to make a 30-pound cut to 197, and he's already coming out of high school at 225. Like, it just doesn't work. It doesn't work in my mind.
I mean, it just trying to do these two sports in particular is
it's almost
going to be damn impressive to see if he succeeds at both.
Not to mention wrestling season gets over.
Brody doing baseball, specifically pitching and football, still incredible, right? But
yeah,
a lot more realistic of being
completely
able to
way more realistic because he's playing a position that isn't so heavily based on weight, mm-hmm. and then he's playing an entire sport that doesn't care about weight. It's just all about skill.
Also, if you're pitching, right, you're throwing every fourth, fifth day. You're not
sure. Which, by the way, he threw yesterday. He threw yesterday and not a single person touched him, by the way.
Yeah,
can we,
I saw that.
Can we reach out to him, though, and be like, hey, man.
Stop playing football?
Stop. It's not that fun, dude. It's not as fun as the contract of a pitcher who can throw 100 and strike everybody out. College football is not as fun as MLB contract money, dude.
Not even close.
The offseason in the MLB with that contract is way more fun than anything you're going to do as a football player at Iowa. I promise you. Let's preserve that arm from any potential freak shit that happens in the stupid game of football. And let's make you $500 million in your career off of that shoulder you got.
Dude.
Hey, man, some people just love football, right?
No, nope, like, not
we get it. But
Marquez, he's like, I could have played baseball. He's like, I just wanted to play football.
Marquez ain't Brody, though.
I know.
I mean, we're talking like Brody's like a top 10 draft prospect. I mean, like, the dude throws
100
triple digits, three of them, right? Now, when I quit baseball, I couldn't even hit two digits if it moved. This kid's throwing three, and he can't be touched. I mean, I know they played like Quinnipiac or whatever that team name is. But
can you imagine being from Quinnipiac and knowing that you're up against the flamethrower?
You guys, dude, I remember. Yes, because I remember when John Wiz stepped to the plate at a 45-foot mound distance in seventh grade, and I remember trying to time the pitches in the batter circle in between innings, and I thought, well, guess what? Dust them up. We're going home for lunch because we're not hitting Wiz. We're fucked. And that's what they had to feel like yesterday. He struck out 7 of 13 batters, and all 13 were retired. It was like fucking something stupid. Pitched 5 innings. Was
15.
So it must have been 15 batters, struck out 7 or 8. The other 7 were outs. Threw like a 70% strike rate. I mean, it's like, what are we doing, right? Like, hey, guy.
Playing on a bad offense. He's out there running routes, blocking on a bad offense.
I mean, has he
with
not
an
had
arm
the
that can do that?
Has he not had the thought during an Iowa football practice of like, dude, I haven't had it thrown to me one time today. Why don't I just go play for the Yankees?
Dude, I could be throwing a bullpen session and then go banging chicks downtown. Okay. That's what Brody Breck's life could be. Throwing 100 miles an hour and having every chick on campus all over him. But instead he's out there slaving away, doing battle ropes. Buddy, stop doing battle ropes. Go throw 100 and enjoy your money.
He's running game simulators and drinking like nasty shakes after practice. It's like, hey, you know, just get drafted though, right? Like, what are we doing? Kid's going to, you know, 10 years from now, when he's got that like adult experience, wisdom, life wisdom, he's going to look back and go, fuck, man.
2022 was stupid, huh?
Yeah. Which brings me to we'll finish on this. I put up a poll on Twitter, just hit me, not really sure what, but it got really popular. I kind of knew right off the bat that it was going to be popular. It received 5,000 votes, like just short of 4,700 or 4,800 votes. It got viewed 113,000 times.
Why did it only get voted on 5,000 then? Because
people are weak as fuck.
People are weak.
This was, and Grant, you can bring that up. This tweet read, and I think it has room for improvement, actually. But I said, your life depends on it. You have to be successful at one of the following to survive. What do you choose? A base hit on Brecht. You have to escape Lee in 2 minutes. Spencer Lee. You have to stop Caitlin. And in my mind, I couldn't go into such nuance in these answers. But in my mind, this was, you're playing Caitlin one-on-one and you check it up to her 10 times. You have to stop her from scoring 4 out of 10 times. Or option 4, you have to complete, again, not enough room to give the details here. You have to be the quarterback and you have to complete a 15-yard pass versus the Iowa defense. Yards after catch don't count. It has to be a 15-yard pass downfield.
Automatically out for me. Can't throw the ball. Incapable of doing it.
So number one hardest on this list is Brody.
Correct.
Like for me. Yes. For me.
Without and question, I think for most, Brody's the hardest.
Unless you played college baseball, that answer should be out for you. I don't even care if you played high school. That answer should be out for you.
All the Quinnipiac guys are trying to find one of the other answers too. they can't fucking hit the guy either.
I mean, yeah, hitting a 100-mile-an-hour fastball should be theoretically impossible, and it's supposedly the hardest thing to do in all sports.
And me completing a pass with how bad my shoulder is fully out as well. So me and Kevin both have A and D totally
no excommunicated
from. Well, and even though my shoulders are in much better shape than yours, I would put the completing a 15-yard pass. Again, I know this is the whole discussion of can I stand up and escape from Spencer Lee. I think me completing a 15-yard pass is going to be more difficult than that because I don't – in my mind, this was like you're the quarterback in an actual football game. Like the defense is rushing you. Sure, you can throw it up and hope that Hawkinson comes down with it.
Yeah, that's what you do. If you know anything about football whatsoever, you try to identify where the single coverage is.
The worst matchup.
Toss it up there.
You play 500 with the worst defender and just hope. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You hope that you have DK Metcalf jumping for the ball.
You make a formation where your X receiver is now playing Z in a two-man shell, and you tell him, please run a skinny post. I'm throwing it high.
Up. I'm throwing it up. Go get it, my friend. I still think that's the third or second hardest. And then I didn't necessarily know how to – I wanted to add Caitlin Clark into this situation, but I didn't know how to quantify it. And now that I see the result, I wish I would have said stop her 50% of the time because I feel like the results would have been a little bit more even. But you don't base a poll or a scientific process on the results that you want to have. You just do it and then get the results. And so heavily answered – let's see if I bring that back up, actually. It looks like 44.8%, almost half of the people said that they would try and stop Caitlin 4 out of 10 tries, which I think is comical. I get
No. You say you have to choose, right? Let's just go ahead and qualify this right now. 95% of people are getting killed in this situation. Your life depends on it, right? Like you go to the executioner's
block. Oh, 99% of people are dying.
99% of people are going to the hangman's noose after this.
Yeah, right? You might as well get your headstone written up and figure out what you want to be buried in because you're dead.
I'm changing my name to Elmer because I'm sticking Caitlin like glue, bro. I ain't going.
So here's the thing. In the Caitlin one, I think people are assuming like, oh, I'll just foul her or hope that she shoots bad. And my thing is like,
what's her three-point percentage?
I don't know. But hey, guy.
Damn near 60. Like,
you have to be quick enough to stay with her and not let her drive by you and shoot layups. Uh-huh. And most of the adults, I would say 85% of the adults who answered out of these 4,781 people have no shot at staying with her. Now, if you back off and just play like Zach Edey from Purdue, she's going to step up to 12 feet and just drain a mid-range, right? She's going to hit 7 out of 10 mid-range on you. She'll probably just use the glass and like do a long layup or a runner. So is it probably the easiest one? Yeah, I would guess for the majority of people. If I had to choose between these two,
You're gonna do the escape Spencer Lee because you have no respect for the man, what he's done whatsoever.
Yes, because I think Spencer Lee's a pussy and there's no way he keeps me down for 2 minutes. No. But I think I'm what?
That sentence. I want that clipped and I want that put on the internet.
Grant, do not do that or you're fired.
Grant, do it or you're fired.
Come on, Grantley Gilbert, let's do it.
It would be a very hard choice between Caitlin and Spencer, because I do believe that more so than most humans, I have a much better chance of completing one of these. But now I have to make the choice. Do I think I can stop Caitlin? I've got the lateral agility and quickness to do it. But boy, she's 6'1", boys. Or she's 6 feet tall. So, you know, not great for me there.
I think the why Caitlin has so much of the vote here is
because she's a woman.
She's just off, right?
because
you have to beat Brody to get a base hit on him. You have to beat Lee to escape from him. You have to beat the Iowa defense to get a 15-yard pass.
Sure.
There's a chance that Caitlin just misses a few shots and you somehow survive, right?
I know. And so if I did this again, I would have said stop Caitlin 50% of the time, 5 out of 10. I would have upped it 1. And then instead of completing a 15-yard pass, I think I was going to make a 40-yard field goal.
Oh, dude, I feel like less than 1% of the population on the planet can make a 40-yard field goal.
Well, but again, less than 1% of the population is doing the other ones too. So I'm trying to give us an equal. You name the distance. What do you think the distance would be to make it about the same amount of chance?
So where the average fan in Kinnick is yelling at the kicker because they feel like
nobody is escaping Spencer, dude.
Except for me. And you, Drake. Drake, you're escaping, bro. What are you talking about?
I am the ultra exception to this because I literally train exactly what he's training. I just do it in a little bit different thing. Like my MMA wrestling is in the cage and jiu-jitsu is a little different, but it's still grappling. I'm still learning leverage. I'm still learning the ways to turn and use this, that versus like I'm training what he's training. He's
your
just
life
way
depends
better
on it, bro.
Right. People aren't training like I'm training, dude. It's
right. No, I get that. I understand that line.
If you don't know like where to go, you can't escape.
There was a lot of people who actually, I would say in the replies, which it doesn't show on here. I got like over 100 replies to this. I would say the second most replies behind Caitlin was, well, I'm 2 times Spencer's weight and got a pretty good, you know, I'm way taller than him. So I think that might be what I go with. Mark Morehouse was like, I have questions. Who are the DNs? Define hit. Spencer Lee question mark. Fuck that. You do it, Tyler. Caitlin would beat me 21-0. I replied to him. I said, the Bosa brothers are the DNs. It's Bruce Lee. Because he was like, Spencer Lee? I said, I'll give you ice skates as weapons for any and all of these scenarios if you want them. Mark's funny.
If we're talking Bosa's, give me 2 hockey sticks and teleportation.
So there's a lot of people who said, I think I weigh twice as much as Spencer, so I'm going to go with that.
But is it good weight, though?
Right. Like, is that functional weight? Can you get up off
the ground? It's weight that's just going to get ankle picked.
I was just going
to
say.
It's just more gravity because putting you down to the earth.
I didn't want to be mean, but to some of these people, I wanted to say, well, hold on a second. If we just put you on the mat on your stomach right now, are you getting up in 2 minutes without Spencer on your back?
Oh, that's mean.
I mean, it's true. It's true for some people. Some people struggle to get up off the ground. Good one, though, huh?
Dude, and you got to remember, Spencer doesn't have to make 125 pounds for this challenge.
Oh, he could.
Spencer can eat weights and calories all he wants, show up to this challenge 150 and just murk everybody.
So what do you, but you're choosing that one, right, Drake?
No, I'm choosing, before I even choose Spencer, I'm choosing Caitlin and I don't even play basketball.
Really?
Oh, come on, dude. Stop her 4 out of 10. I'm telling you, I'm strapping her. She better shoot really fucking well.
If you foul her, she gets free throws. So cool.
Cool. Better feet than her, dude.
I don't know about
your broken ankle, buddy.
I don't. Drake, I think you would be absolutely off your gourd to not choose Spencer in this scenario.
Yeah, I'm also confused why you're not choosing the discipline that you are most trained in.
I'm choosing Caitlin, bro. I'm strapping. Wow. That's all I'm saying.
Fair enough.
Hey, what are you? Seatbelt, click, secured.
Kevin, what are you choosing?
It's Caitlin for me because I have no other options.
Okay. You don't think you could get out from Spence? If your life depended on it, you're like, there's a guy off the side of the mat with a shotgun. It goes to your head. Yeah.
I have no idea. Probably not.
You got to stop Caitlin four times.
There's a chance I get lucky and I don't know, escape an ankle pick or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
I feel like my odds are best with stopping.
Well, when Caitlin,
it's silly
when you check
for me to not choose Spencer. The more
absolutely
I think about it,
because when you check the ball to Caitlin and she ices a three ball in your eye on the first possession, you're starting to sweat real bad.
I'm still sweating.
No, you're sweating. You're
I'm
like,
not.
No, fuck.
It's just like, I feel like I'm a good athlete. I can move side to side. You know, she's going to have to hit contested threes.
Okay.
To beat me, which is very possible for her. She's pretty damn good at it.
Right. No, yeah.
She's
got to
shoot better than 60% contested threes to get me out of here. That's all I'm saying.
And here's the other thing with the Caitlin thing. This is such a weird sort of hypothetical, is when you play one-on-one, you get real fucking tired. Like, real tired. And
true.
Now, me, you, and us three, we probably got the stamina to last and move our feet and be agile playing defense on Caitlin for 10 checkups, right? But most of the people who said that they would just hope that she, like,
now
they're
you bring up another good point, is most of the people, if they don't escape in the first 30 seconds,
it's a wrap.
They're throwing up on the mat.
Exactly.
They're so gassed that they came.
Signed, sealed, delivered, bro.
Yeah.
Grappling cardio is very different.
The cardio of doing grappling is so much different than running on a treadmill, biking, anything.
Yeah.
It's a completely different cardio discipline whatsoever. I think the point of this is that of the 4,781 people that voted, 4,500 of them are going to the executioner's block.
at least.
A lot of boots for the hangman.
And I'll say this. I don't know if I choose between Spencer or Caitlin. I'm going to say Spencer to keep the whole shtick going. But if I don't escape, the way I want to die is then option one. I'd like to just stand on top of the plate and have Brody throw at my head. 100 mph to the temple. That's what I want.
That'll do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. We're 68 minutes into a podcast and that was a fun conversation. So give us your thoughts on Ben playing two sports and on the poll. If you didn't get a chance to vote on Twitter, you're not on Twitter. Fun little hypothetical. Got to hear about Kevin's trip to Hawaii. And as always, eat more pork. We just need shirts that say eat more pork. I think we're getting some care packages. So you guys got to be on the lookout on that. That's it. Another episode iced. When I touch my head now, I forget that I'm bald too. I'm like, fuck. I got to send a picture to Coach Doyle. Maybe he'll finally be proud of me. I think I finally got his approval. That's it. Wash up, walk-ons. Happy to have the whole squad back. Thanks for listening. Tune in Thursday. See you then. Peace.
Peace.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.